This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Detroit has Jameson Williams. They lose Ben Johnson. So what does that mean for Jameson Williams? And then they add this dude, Isaac Tesla. Just very interesting athlete, crazy good athlete. Green Bay's got Golden and Romeo Doubs, and Seattle's got MVS, and then this rookie Torrey Horton. Now, both Matt and I are pretty high on Torrey Horton, so we'll see what kind of impact that he has in Seattle. But certainly there is a big-time vacuum of targets on the outside available for Torrey Horton. Where should we go with this conversation? Detroit, Green Bay, Seattle.
Let's go with Detroit because, yeah, they're interested. They brought back Tim Patrick, too, so he can kind of be their big-bodied receiver maybe as Tesla develops. Because, yeah, I kind of wonder if they view Tesla as an X receiver because there certainly is not an opening in the slot. There's Amon-Ra St. Brown, and, like, Jameson Williams was a guy who spent some time not being – this is where people get – tripped up about the Lions offense, and especially as they're trying to map receiver usage from Detroit onto the Bears guys this year. Now that Ben Johnson's there, is everybody just views Amon-Ra like, oh, the Amon-Ra St. Brown role, role, the power slot role. St. Brown was in the slot on 44% of his snaps last year. Like, he has developed beyond that, okay?
Right.
And Jameson Williams took 30% of his snaps from the slot. Like, everybody got a little bit of slot work last year for the Detroit Lions. I'm actually pretty high on Jameson. Like, this again, you're not talking fantasy, but, like, I actually am pretty high on Jameson for fantasy this year. I think the Lions are I don't want to say they're going to take a step back as a team, but, you know, there's so much change. Like, if they're in more pass-first situations where they're not beating the brakes off of teams, I could see Jameson, you know, I think there could be a need in certain game scripts to throw the ball more than when they're pounding some teams into oblivion. Like, what did they beat the Jaguars 52-6 last year? Their schedule is certainly more difficult this year. And I think Jameson proved a lot last year. So actually pretty high on Jameson from a production standpoint this year. And then, it comes down to kind of, you know, and they're going to be in a lot of heavier condensed formations with the two tight ends and things of that nature. But they have certainly wanted for a big body in this offense. You know, they not only did they bring in Tim Patrick towards the end of last season, they also towards the end of the, you know, preseason last year, they also brought in Allen Robinson. Like, they've wanted like a big body here.
Right.
And Tesla athletically compares to like Allen Robinson and some of these bigger receivers. So I actually kind of wonder if they view him in that role. And I do think there's a little bit of a need there. But, you know, would he be ready to make that big jump from, you know, Arkansas slot receiver to Detroit's X receiver this year? That would be a pretty big ask.
Okay, so the new OC there is John Morton. He's been, you know, a longtime assistant here in the NFL. But I will say this, though, Matt. I just don't think you could go from Ben Johnson to John Morton and not be worried about the offense. I know it's the same cast of characters. It's probably the same playbook, but man, we've seen this happen in the NFL so many times. Pacing, pace of play, you know, just having a certain little bit of magic, a little bit of chemistry, knowing what plays to call. All that stuff makes a difference. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like for Detroit, they're going to lose a little bit there. And quite frankly, they might lose a lot. You know, look, it didn't happen in Tampa Bay because Liam Cohen, they had another guy just kind of waiting in the, another young guy waiting in the wings with really interesting pedigree. I don't think that's John Morton. And again, I could be wrong here, but I don't think that is going to be new offensive coordinator John Morton. So I hear what you're saying in regards to Jameson. He definitely took a huge step forward, first 1,000-yard season. He had like 100 yards rookie year. He had 300 yards or 400 yards his second season. And they bust out with 1,000 yards. his third season. Great. Love it. That path looks awesome. I just think that Ben Johnson put this dude in some serious spots to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, the other thing too, Matt, that I think is really interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben Johnson last year went out of his way. In my personal opinion, I think he went out of his way to get Jameson Williams the football because he knew what he had in Amon-Ra St. Brown. Is like, hey man, we could rely on this dude late in the season. It don't matter. Early on, let's get J-Mo involved. Will John Morton feel the same way? Especially as you mentioned, if games are a little bit tighter, a little bit tougher. I don't know.
Well, the one thing I would say there, well, a couple things I would say there. Number one, John Morton's already talked about Jameson Williams publicly and say he's really like excited about him. So I think he said he's going to have a breakout year. I was like, well, Johnny, you kind of have a breakout year last year, but I think you're ready to take another step. Maybe. Right. I also think everything that comes out of Detroit, it feels like because Ben Johnson has been this, like the guy, the gem of offensive coaching the last few years, it's like Dan Campbell's just gotten completely forgot about. You know, Dan Campbell has like an offensive.
You know
background.
What? That's true.
Dan Campbell you know what? Took That's over true. The play calling when they fired Anthony Lynn in the middle of Dan Campbell's first season with Ben Johnson like taking on more of a role. So I just that's what gives me a little bit of hope that the Lions offense is not going to fall off a cliff. It like is because I have so much faith in Dan Campbell. And also, by the way, that's not taking away anything away from Ben Johnson, but nobody's better at like the pushing and look, we talked about Antoine Randall being good for Luther Burden. I think obviously it was like a whole collaborative process of like, what are we doing to get Jameson Williams going? But Dan Campbell, obviously, like that starts from the top and it trickles down everybody there. And last thing on John Morton, too, I think a big reason that the Bucks were able to stave off the take a step forward on offense, going from Dave Canales to Liam Cohen, is because Cohen had been an offensive coordinator in the NFL before. And obviously it was for the Rams, and then he's under Sean McVay. He's not doing the play calling, but he's part of like he's had the title, he's had the job before then going back to Kentucky and then back to the NFL with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in last year. And John Morton has at least called plays before in the NFL. He's called plays for the 2017 New York Jets, where they were like just throwing heaters downfield to Robbie Anderson. So maybe we can get some of those downfield pass concepts to Jameson Williams this year. We'll see.
Man, I totally hear what you're saying with Dan Campbell. And let me just add on to that too, okay? Because I actually think you're right in this regard. And I really didn't consider it enough. But it's because Dan Campbell is this big blocky dude.
Yeah.
And like when you look at him, you don't think former offensive player. You look at this guy and you're thinking, man, this guy was a linebacker or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think visually you're thinking, all right, Dan Campbell, defensive player. But no, you're right. Obviously, his entire career, he was a very good tight end in the NFL. Maybe not statistically, productive, but still a
it's
very
like a blocker,
high quality.
Right.
Player.
I mean,
exactly.
6'5", 265 blocking tight end, 91 career catches over a long career. So, he got his start, working with Sean Payton there in New Orleans. Like that's his guy. And obviously if you're coming out of that building, you've got a lot of like offensive bona fides. That's for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.